Carrie and Tommy give each other the gift of laughter. Most days. If you want to give mum a great gift this Mother's Day, send some love with a fragrance like Issey Miyake for Women 100ml for only $79.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday, Arvo. Welcome to it.
How are we all on this fine Wednesday?
Because I'm up and about. Big
you are.
Day.
You've got a bit of big, spring in your step today.
Real big 24 hours for me. Oh, my gosh. I think I have discovered an extinct species. I think I've seen a species. You know how you hear about Bigfoot sightings and you're like, well, they're nut jobs. Guess what?
Yeah, you're a nut job.
I'm the nut job. Yeah. Yeah.
What have you seen?
It's not Bigfoot. It's an Australian legend, a myth. No, it was real. It's
so
a
it's not
real thing.
Not the Loch Ness Monster, no.
No, it's an Australian real thing that isn't around anymore. Mm-hmm. You'll find out what it is and where I saw it, so you can go see one a bit later in the show. But up next, there's been something that's really been grating the team and I think really eroding our love for each other, and I think I've fixed it.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
That's good. Yeah. We need a bit of unification.
Yeah, I've fired Sonda. No, find out what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because did you just do a dance kick in the air there?
Do you know what? Weirdly, that song reminds me of when I used to host So You Think You Can Dance, because it was big at the time and they were fun times. And then I looked down and realised I'm wearing the shoes that I bought during that stint in my life where I thought I was a dancer. They've got an Air Jordan feel about them, even though they're Adidas.
Cool.
And they never suited me, still don't. But when I wear
them,
when I wear them, I feel like a dancer. So I like
Are they sneals?
No, they're Adidas.
No, like sneaky heels?
Oh, sneals. I thought there was a brand I didn't know about. No, they're not sneaky heels. No, they're not. They're very similar to an Air Jordan. When I was watching Jordan's show last night, I thought I should get mine out.
I don't think they're too similar. I don't think Jordan has ever played in those.
How funny, though, watching him play when he came out and wore his I don't think he needs any extra height.
No, he
played
doesn't.
In his heels, in his sorry shoes from 83, remember? And he was bleeding on the court by the end of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, fun time.
Because do you think there's something that's been causing a bit of friction amongst the team for a while?
Corona.
That has, And I promised I was going to solve
it. So
I regret saying that because I can't solve Corona.
Zoom. Yeah, doing my head in. Would you like me to keep going?
What is it about Zoom? Is there anything about Zoom?
Just all of it. You can't ever see anybody. Then you leave your mic on when you should have it off.
What about content-wise, do you reckon, on our show? No,
I don't even know what we're doing at the moment.
Okay.
Why did you just text me a message? What's this?
Can you see it?
Yeah. What is it? Oh, my God. Have you finally done it? Have you done the thing I've been wanting you to do for like 6 weeks? Oh, my God. I love you. This is amazing.
Tell everybody what's been happening.
Well, at the very beginning when Zoom was a funny and fun thing, I said to you that we should do a team Zoom sketch where we all played the frustrating roles of the people on Zoom, the different people you're meeting in your workplace on Zoom, the annoying things about it, and you were all on board with it. I gave you artistic control and comedy direction because that's your area of expertise, and you did nothing. And I went away and did my part, which was acting all these different people on Zoom.
Heaps. You did heaps.
I got like wigs and I just hid away in my bedroom for hours, and then you didn't do your bit, and it upset me and annoyed me because it was supposed to be a fun, funny thing we did as a team, and I followed your creative direction, and yet you didn't do your bit. And so I've been making jokes about it for weeks now when secretly I'm crying and dead inside.
The timing has never been better. Because I noticed it actually went away completely, but then it ramped up again this week, the subtle hints.
Well, you know why it went away, right? It died down. I stopped talking about it when I was actually feeling quite sad about it. And then this week I just decided to find it funny. And so then I could talk about it again. So I've been dropping hints every meeting about that Zoom sketch
then maybe,
we went to do.
You know how I read that is a bit more. Over the last few weeks I've been like, a bit more doesn't care about it anymore, so we won't do that. And then this week when you mentioned again, I'm like, oh, she's still really upset about that. Let's do it. Here is a radio edit for the people. The thing will be up on our Instagram, but here is a radio edit for what we've made.
I can't see you guys now. Can you see me?
Is it on? Are we on?
Are we on?
Can you guys hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, well, I was going to... Oh, sorry, Karen, I cut you off.
What do I do if I want to see all of you at once?
I've been doing so much yoga.
Who's Tess? Who's Tess Tickle? Does anyone know a Tess Tickle?
James, can you make that f***ing noise outside? I'm on a f***ing conference call.
Owie! Owie!
Wait, just here? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry, I muted it. This guy's such a dipshit.
Hello. Shit, lost them.
Nah, I don't think that's me.
Hi, sorry, I couldn't find it, the ID number.
I'll mute and let me know if it's me. But I bet it's not.
I'll be back in just a sec.
James, I said I'm on a f***ing call. What are
Oh, that's made me laugh. Thank you. I mean, it wasn't quite the way I would have done it, but it was.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, I want people to get involved on 131060. Give us a call if you've ever used a sushi bazooka. Because I'd never seen a sushi bazooka until last night. And now, anyone, you're looking at the video of it in action.
Yep.
What can you see?
Well, I thought it was one where you'd be at a sushi shop and it would fire the sushi into your mouth.
That'd be great.
But it's not that.
Wouldn't that be great?
What
you know,
is
they
this?
Could use a they could use a T-shirt cannon for that.
Oh,
you know, like they do at sports?
Disgusting.
See?
It's like pooing out sushi from a machine.
Doesn't it look like it? It's basically like, to describe it to people, you put the ingredients in a poop chute.
Yeah.
And then you kind
close
of push it
the
out.
Machine. No, close the scoop. So you have the scoop open and it gives you like two halves,
layers,
right? And you fill each half with rice and then layer up all of your sushi ingredients in the middle of it.
Smash
then you
it
slam
together.
The thing together and then you obviously wind something up and put roll it around and then out of the hole at the end of the thing comes sushi poo.
Pops a log of sushi.
Pops a log of sushi, which is what you would get if you bothered to hand roll it yourself.
Yes, and then you just wrap it easily.
Yes, in the seaweed.
Yeah, and I'm interested because I think the end product looks quite good, but I just can't bring myself to the sushi.
You just wouldn't
want
to see it getting made, which is like a lot of food, to be honest.
It's the way it flops out.
Yeah, it's really like, unappealing.
It just goes, it kind of just gets halfway and then just goes,
it's just blue.
Let's go to Kat. G'day, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, great. Have you ever used a sushi bazooka?
I have.
And are they good?
I think they are. My kids love it. Even they use it.
Does it make you think of a sushi turd?
It hasn't crossed my mind, but now I won't be able to stop thinking of that.
Well, Kat,
we're
it's
just
made me...
the sushi bazooka for you.
What was it, Bickers?
The sushi bazooka.
The sushi bazoozy. G'day, May. How are you? G'day, May.
Hi. Can you hear me?
May, have you... Yeah, we got you. Have you used a sushi bazooka?
Yeah, I did when I was little. My mum gave me one and I used to use it nearly every day and I'd put rice all over the kitchen.
So they've been around for a while. I thought that must have been a new thing.
I remember she took it off me because the rice was going everywhere. It was all over the roof.
Do you put anything else in the bazooka to make, like, have you ever made cylindrical sandwiches or anything?
No, I think I just used rice. But no, like just cucumber and like smoked salmon.
Okay.
Very
and you reckon
fancy.
It's good, May?
Sorry?
You reckon it's good?
For an 8-year-old, yes.
Sure. I love
what
how Bickers said,
what?
Bickers said very fancy about the sushi bazooka.
No, when I was 8, I wasn't at home making sushi with smoked salmon, that's all.
Yes.
No, not
yes,
even the,
sorry.
It was the smoked salmon bit. That,
sorry,
in fact, when I was 8, if we had smoked salmon in the house, mum and dad were the only ones allowed to eat it. We wouldn't have been allowed to eat it. It was like,
so what would you be chucking in the bazooka?
No, it would have been like a can of tinned tuna inside the sushi.
Chrissy, have you got one?
Yes, I have one. We use it all the time.
It's good, is it?
I love it. I have a few different sushi making devices, but that is my favourite.
What are the other sushi making devices?
So I've got a little mini sushi maker. It's basically very similar process, but it's just a half one that you put a tiny little bit of rice in it and you sort of put you just sort of squeeze it in, and then you just take the lid off and you just pop it out. It doesn't squeeze out like the bazooka one. It just splits out. Mm.
Is it like most of these utensils, if that's what you would call them, where they're nice the first time you use them and then they're such a pain to clean that you end up keeping them in the cupboard?
No, I chuck mine in the dishwasher. I use it at least once a week. And I've had mine for probably about 6-7 years.
And if it ever, do you get the feeling that it's a bit turdy as well when it flops out?
Nah, well, I mean, it's not the most pleasant thing to look at, but you don't think about it like that. You're just thinking it's sushi.
Well, okay, my next question's gone.
Yeah.
What did you want to achieve out of this?
Are you working out whether you're going to buy one or...?
I'll work out whether I'm going to buy one. I think I'll give it a test. Tonight I'll just eat all the raw ingredients for sushi, turd that out, see if it rolls it up, just does the trick and saves me money. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find the perfect gift for mum this Mother's Day. Get Thierry Mugler Angel, 25 mil for $59.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
The best thing too, if you haven't got it yet, you don't have to wait a long time. You don't have to order something from overseas and wait for it to be delivered to mum. You just pop into Chemist Warehouse. You can grab something now. So if you're not very organised, this is the perfect solution for Mother's Day.
Do you know what I'm going to get my mum, Bickers?
What?
Victor and Rolf, a flower bomb. I reckon she'd rock a bit of that.
Is that a perfume?
Yes. Have you never smelled
Victor
flower
and
bomb?
Rolf?
Yes, they work
never
together.
Heard of
it's,
Victor
a
and Rolf. It's a
collab.
It's a collab.
Yeah.
Oh, do I need a bit of Victor and Rolf in my life?
Oh, I reckon you should put the Brittany down for just one day and try some flower bomb.
Great.
She's going off. You know what else you need in your life?
What?
An artistic outlet, because your Ed Sheeran portrait has turned up somewhere.
It has. I've gone global.
Wow. You know what else you've gone? Illegal.
What do you mean?
We'll hear all about it next. Well, you can't wear it is. You can't do that, mate. Anyway, that's next.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yesterday, Bickers.
Yes.
Yesterday we were talking to the great Aussie artist Lush, who is currently in a beef with 50 Cent because he's been painting these amazing murals of 50 around our great country, and 50 has been reposting him going, who is this guy? Mm. Well, we spoke to him, and our topic of chat quickly got diverted to your art.
I'm also an artist. I don't know if you've seen my Ed Sheeran pic, but it's pretty good, hey?
They sent him over. I mean, like, I don't want to be rude, you know?
We'd prefer
keep going every day, you know? you got a good day job. Like, you don't need to worry too hard about
Do you think Ed Sheeran's going to get in touch and say, please don't draw me anymore?
I mean, we'll see. There's like a meme out there already of people that they're sort of like ignorant artists, you know? So they'll send fan art and then people will just rip them apart on the internet. Like,
I mean, Bickers, is there any chance you're gonna do yours on the side of a building? Or are you just offended because you were called an ignorant artist then?
I'm not sure if you're talking about me or not, but I don't think I'd fall into that category. I'm very aware of my inability to paint.
Wow.
And I mean, I was playing myself down there because I didn't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
because
What happened next? You decide for yourself. But I think someone spotted an eye for talent.
Well, what happened next was Lush did a mural, which was your drawing of Ed Sheeran.
My Ed Sheeran drawing.
Big on the side of a building.
He painted it on a wall.
Yep, and then he put it out to his close to a million followers. And some of the comments on these.
But hold on. Let's just say he put it out but didn't say he'd done our drawing, my drawing. No. He just put it out there as his own, which is very game because it's, to be quite honest, next to his other work, it does look a bit subpar.
Yeah, and he said, hey, what do you think of my picture of, and then tagged Teddy's photos, Ed Sheeran's account. And because I started going through the comments.
Yeah,
and
I did
too. Really interesting. Here's one, it sucks. So that one,
see,
I mean, that could be
another
anything.
One that says beautiful, outstanding. Another says Ed is actually one of my fave artists. Dude, you are a legend. I mean,
what about this
I'm
one that
legend.
Says Ed Sheeran, more like bad Sheeran?
I love this one. This one doesn't look like 50 at all. And the other one says, I think you put in 50 cent here.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I like this one as well from Carlos. Looks like my left testicle. It's not bad.
He's got a good looking left testicle then, because I think it's a pretty good looking photo.
Well, also, he's got glasses on his nuts.
But I can't. Why would you? Yeah, like it's what he's done
it's
is
great.
Amazing on the wall, but the photo, like my image itself, isn't very it's, good. Let's
no,
be honest.
No. This is real recognizing real. This is great, and I think this is really your acceptance into not just the art world, but clearly the street art world, which is awesome.
Wasn't so, where I thought my career was headed, but
mate, you've got
you
a
know,
mural.
That's why you
got
to keep your eyes open. You know.
Your eyes open.
For opportunity. Things that come your way.
So this is great. So what are you going to do with this opportunity?
I don't
You've been
know.
Thrust
what
into
I
the art
it?
World.
Should
well, I don't
get,
know.
Get to sketching someone else. Maybe I could start like, I mean, I don't can't really start going around tagging, can I? It's
not really yeah, absolutely. A me That'd be thing great to for do. Content. Imagine the headlines we'll get. You
what
won't
would
believe
be my
what,
name?
Because it's tagged.
What would my tag be? His is, what is his? Lush sucks. What would mine be? Mm. Something more like...
Less is more. Lushmore.
Carrie
Lushmore.
Tagmore.
Mount Lushmore.
Tagmore.
Carrie
Tagmore.
Yeah.
You know, we can work on that. Why don't I?
What about Taggy
you've
bit
just
more?
Got, you've just bought. Sounds like I've just got skin tags all over me. You just bought a tattoo kit, right?
Two.
In fact, you've got two because yes. you yes. want to learn to tattoo.
Yes.
But who says you can draw? You, no one's seen you do anything that's that creative.
Yeah,
I've got the drawing
the dogs,
skill.
Mate. Yes,
Why
this
don't
is true.
I tattoo you with one of my original designs? You can pick the person. You can do Ed Sheeran if you want. I'm good at him.
No, can you do yourself? Can I have a portrait? A portrait of you?
I'll tattoo a portrait of myself on
you. On my throat? Oh, right.
So I mean, it won't look anything like me.
When we get press photos for our show, I'll go, don't worry about getting Carrie to rock up. I'll just look up slightly and you can get us both in the one shot.
I mean, the opportunities are endless. Maybe we should ask the people, 13, 10, 60, what's my next move? What am I doing with
the
this newfound ability and fame, really?
I don't even know what word it was. With this newfound thing that we found. Give us a call, 13, 10,
Should
60.
I tattoo you? Should I find a wall and do a pic? Should I don't know what I should do.
I was wondering how far the list was going to go.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I have got something for you after 4 o'clock that you are not going to believe.
You've discovered something.
Yeah, I've sighted something
in the
wild.
I mean, you wouldn't have, but you
wild.
Think you've no, sighted an endangered
mate,
something.
Your attitude's got to change. Ever but since you've gone artistic,
no, it's
you've
not
really
since I've
changed.
Gone artistic. We often interview people who think they found something and it turns out to be nothing. I just am preparing.
So we're due for a win. Now, you...
What we have discovered something. We've discovered yes. that I am an incredible artist. That's what
She's
we've
very
discovered.
Good. Very well... traversed.
We've you discovered that yep. the little secret talent that you all kind of mocked me about, I'll be honest, mm-hmm. my drawing of Ed Sheeran that I did, I just sketched yeah. it up one day during the show, and yep. we had Lush Sucks on yesterday, who I didn't know about Lush Sucks till you brought him to my attention. Mm.
Yes.
He's an amazing street artist who does Kanye West, how would you just...
50 Cent.
Sorry, 50 Cent murals.
Oh, mate.
No, you gave me... Okay, no, you said yesterday there was Kanye West kissing someone. Who was that?
No, that was the other guy.
Exactly. That's why I thought it was Kanye West. Anyway, 50 Cent murals and
yes.
50 Cent even commented on his murals. They're that
yes.
incredible.
Yes.
And now he's taken one of my drawings and he's put yes. it up on a wall. He's done his own Ed Sheeran
Ed
mural.
Ed Sheeran, yes. And there's a lot of lovely comments about it.
A lot of people surprised because it is a stretch from what he usually does, which is usually
yeah.
incredibly brilliant.
Yeah, it's usually good. And so now we're asking people what the next move is for C. Bickmore or Taggy Bickmore, as you said your name should be.
Tagmore. Not Taggy Bickmore.
Taggy Bickmore. I don't mind Drippy Bickmore for the paint drips around.
Taggy Bickmore. Scott, what am I doing with this newfound fame and creativity?
Oh, I reckon you could design me a year dog tattoo so Tommy could do one for me.
Oh, mate, Scott? He does the year dog. This is not about his skill.
Scott, what about my year dog tattoos, mate?
Oh, either or, man. I just want a free tattoo. Either or.
You're the best.
Are you from New Zealand, Scotty?
Yeah, bro. Sure I am.
But you're in Queensland, yeah?
Yeah, I moved here about 5 years ago.
I love it, Scotty. Can you say the word management for us, please? Because Caitlin, our producer, can't say it probably, and she thinks it's a Queenslander thing, and I think it's a Kiwi thing. Can you say management, please?
Management.
Yeah. Man, it's so great. Hey, Scott, would you consider, if Carrie did a tattoo on you, would you consider a tattoo from each of us? Like, I could have your right leg and Carrie could have your left.
That sounds like the jackpot.
Yeah,
amazing.
I love it.
I love your attitude, Scott. You're and Ed Sheeran buddy. Tat coming your way because that's all I can do. I think I'm limited just to Ed Sheeran. Dave, what's my next
guys,
step?
How you going?
Good. What am I doing with this skill that I've discovered?
I reckon you should go down to the AC/DC laneway and take up spray painting your favourite artist.
Yes.
Mm. Is that legal? Am I allowed to do that?
I think you are there.
I don't know if you have to get a permit. I'm not sure. You might have to look into it.
No, I think you can just paint, Dave, because I think you can just paint. There might be some kind of street code about a pecking order.
Your skill
order.
Level?
I mean,
what if they don't let me in? Do I have to take my picture of Ed Sheeran with me?
You could just dress up like them and you could be one of them.
I can wear my shoes I've got on now. They're very street.
Or, yeah, it's true, your sneals. Or you could dress up as Ed Sheeran and say, guys, just here to paint myself. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you great man. What should Carrie do next?
Hey, guys. Carrie definitely needs to tattoo a picture of Ed Sheeran on Tommy's nuts.
That's good. That is good. Yes, it's not bad because years ago when I actually died.
Do either of us want that?
Well, I've been wondering. For years people have been asking me why I've dyed my pubes red. And I said one day there'll be a use.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, gosh, it's time because it is absolutely time.
I've told a lot of people to listen to this, so I hope you're not going to disappoint us.
No, don't worry. There's no disappointing here. I went out for a run earlier today, as I am legally allowed to do. And I, excuse me, that's just my phone on loud because I've been sending vision back and forward to our producers here.
Yes, we're trying to get vision in front of me of something that you're about to show me. I don't know what it is, but...
Well, I went for a run, and what's the scariest thing you've seen on a run?
Snake.
Snake's terrifying.
I'm not a snake fan. Yep.
That? Imagine if it's... imagine 20 times bigger than a snake, right? How are you feeling now?
Well, is it a scary thing?
Yeah. To 20 times bigger than a snake... furry and looking at me on a running path. Worse. Because quicker.
Quicker.
Looking
at
you. Real,
like a dog.
More real.
A dog.
Like a dog. But I thought, that's funny. It very quickly ducked away for a dog. Because what hasn't been seen in our country since 1933?
You don't honestly think you've seen a Tasmanian devil.
No, they're around all the time. You just have to go to any zoo and you can see them. I actually did see some at Monarto Zoo just out of Adelaide earlier in the year. There's great Tassie Devils there. Make sure you go check them out. Quite ferocious when they mate, and they are in danger at the moment because, not in danger, but they have face ulcer things that are really hurting them. Not them. No, something rarer than that. Do you want another go?
Tasmanian tiger.
No.
About that big on the path, and that's a pissed off over there. Holy shit.
That was the moment that I retraced, because it ran off, right? And I went to run off.
Oh, so
off
what
and
you've
thought,
sent us is not a video of it.
Oh, hang on.
Do you have video of it?
Yes, I do, mate. And I wasn't actually meaning that to play there. I hope Jess was going to play Eye of the Tiger to really set the mood, but that's fine.
It's not too late to play Eye of the Tiger.
Between the three of us, we've gone. Tasmanian Devil, Eye of the Tiger. Why is this playing? because I ran past it and I was scared. And then I thought, hang on, we've got a radio show to do. I've got to get back there and film this thing. So that's when I started filming and I went back and I was showing how big it was on the path. And then I went back and now I want to know on 131060, what do you think it was? It was about a foot and a half high. It was brown, furry, and I thought it had a bit of a... Are you sure it was a dog?
Well, that's what you just described, yes.
Okay, so maybe it's better to ask people, what's the scariest thing in the wild? Or have they just seen a Tasmanian tiger, like me?
Or a devil.
And if anybody knows animals...
I'm a bit confused. Did you film it or not?
Yes, I did, but I didn't want to show you because you'll just go, it's a dog, mate, like that.
Well, maybe I won't. Send it to me and let me have a look while we take these calls.
Okay, but also, if we have an animal expert, can they call in and we can send the video to them and they can tell me what it is?
Okay.
If you're sitting at home thinking, this is confusing, yeah, I agree. We all know, okay? It started to go tits up when Kerry said Tasmanian Devil and it really hasn't got back on track since. But anyway, call us for whatever you want.
I don't know why you're blaming me for your dud break.
No, mate, you didn't see a thing.
Now you're trying to get everyone involved in something that you haven't seen. You saw a dog
on your run this morning. I filmed it!
If I brought you content and said, oh, I saw a dog on my run this morning, should we get three breaks out of it? You'd say no.
I filmed it, mate. I filmed this thing. And you are going to be pretty stupid looking when they award me the award for finding the Tasmanian tiger. Give us a call, 131060. What did I see? Have you seen anything? Are you an animal expert? Help.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you want to check out this Tasmanian tiger, jump onto at Carrie Tommy Show.
Guys, I had a terrifying moment. I went for a run and it was a beast on the path up ahead of me and it shot off and I thought that it could be a Tasmanian tiger. And so I was going to leave. And then I thought, no, people won't believe me. I've got to go back and try and find it. This is the moment leading up to trying to find it.
About that big on the path, and that's a pissed off over there. It's just... Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's like a scene from Tiger King. Next you'll be like making your own music and...
Hang on, Jess, can you start it? Can you start it again from the start?
Carol Basket. What?
that's all I have.
No, the I saw a tiger bit. Tasmanian.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Monique, you've heard the description of what I saw about a foot and a half high and kind of a bit stripy and it shot off. What do you think it is?
I think it's one of those pumas or one of those animals that apparently escaped from a zoo so many years ago and rarely get sighted.
A puma.
I mean, it's interesting you say that, Monique, because one of the things that's happened with corona is all these animals are coming out of the woodwork that we've never, ever seen before all over the world.
Exactly.
They're just being spotted walking along the streets.
Yep.
Exactly.
Good on you, Mon. Thank you.
Hey, puma.
Let's go to Tyson. Tyson, you've just heard puma there. What do you think it is?
Yeah, that was my guess, the Black Panther, the puma.
Is the Black Panther a puma?
Similar thing, I guess.
Are they? I did not know that. When I saw the movie
Black Panther,
I did not know
Tyson?
That could have been called puma.
Not confirmed, but I sufficiently have.
Not confirmed.
How did you
how
not
How often are these confirmed, what? Do you reckon?
Sorry?
Tyson, I'm so sorry about Carrie's tone. She doesn't understand big cat spotters like you and me. When did you see yours?
A couple of years ago up in central Victoria. We were up there shooting and we were down in this old gun range. There's about six of us all that spotted it. And we all, that's what we agreed it was.
Did you all madly try and shoot it?
No, we didn't actually.
Good, good. Obviously the thing, I just thought, you know. Yep, let's go to Leanna. G'day, Leanna. What do you think it was, Leanna?
I think it was a raccoon.
Oh, stripy. But are they, how big did you say it was?
About a foot and a half high.
Do raccoons get that big? Leanna?
I wouldn't have a clue. I just heard the stripy part and I'm like, got to be a raccoon.
Mm. Could be. Although, Leanna, the only thing I will say is I've seen a raccoon before and this looked meatier than a raccoon, bigger.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow.
Did you pick up on its tone? Did it have a similar tone to the tone I have now? Was it slightly like a bit aggressive looking, or was it was it really like docile? What was it?
No, it was definitely in control. Like right. It felt like I was entering its turf rather than it being scared of. Like if it was going to get down to a fight, it felt like it would win. I think
right because you should have filmed that too. That would have been good for content. That could have filled the whole next break if you'd taken it on. Yeah.
No, I believe we've got an expert. Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, what does it sound like?
I don't know if I'd call me an expert, but I think Carrie hit it on the head with it being a dog.
Okay, well, we'll all get to listen. Carrie, you have the video there because I managed to catch the beast on camera.
Should I watch it now or should I watch it over the next break with everybody
watch it now.
Together?
I think watch it now.
Okay.
Should we? Or do you want to get the other one out of it?
Yeah. I mean, I want to go home, but if I had to choose to watch it now or next break, I'd watch it the next break.
Why do you always get scared when we start talking about big animals? You don't have to go home, mate. Okay.
Let's give a chance for our expert to give his opinion first and then we'll watch. Yeah.
Okay, great. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I had a sighting this morning. I was on a run and I saw a big furry thing about a foot and a half high, kind of on its haunch back legs, and then it darted off the path. And so I went back to film it, and we've had a lot of people saying what it might be.
We've had a lot of people saying you just saw a dog on your run this morning.
That's only you that's saying that, mate.
No, last caller, Jamie, said it sounded like a dog.
No, we've had people guess a puma. We've had people guess a raccoon. And we're hoping for the Holy Grail, the Tasmanian tiger. We do have a Tasmanian wildlife expert on the phone. Nick Mooney. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, Tommy.
Hey, Nick.
I wanted to ask you, how often do you get sightings of a Tasmanian tiger?
Well, not very often. We have reported sightings fairly often.
sorry.
quite often talk to people who are dead sure they saw one and they're being honest, but it doesn't mean it was.
What does it usually turn out to be, Nick?
It usually turns out to be something they're quite familiar with, but in a weird place and weird light, and people aren't very good at judging distance or time. So it's something, often a spotted tail quoll, a big one. People don't realise sometimes how big some of these wildlife get. And, that's the usual one.
And do you
and
get repeat?
Quite often we don't know.
Do you get repeat? Is it the same people that spot things a number of times, or is it?
Some people make an art form of it, and I think it. Some sorts of obsessive personalities are inclined to it. I actually call it the Lasseter syndrome. It's a bit like Lasseter's gold roof. Some people do that repeatedly, and often those people, interestingly, have prospecting licenses.
Right. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's a main chance attitude. Like, I'll hit it big. It's a really optimistic way of looking at life.
I mean, that's very you, Tommy. You're very much like that. Tommy's always bringing me some latest thing that's going to make him rich and make him famous. He's very,
chasing the shiny ball, eh?
I fit the mould. Nick, Carrie hasn't watched the footage yet, so we might get her to watch it while you're with us. And Carrie, can you just report to the people?
Okay, so I'm seeing bushland at the moment, and then you're zooming in.
You must be very fit, Tommy, if you can hold a phone that still while you're running. That's good.
Thank you.
Are you for real? Have you wasted Nick's time and my time and our listeners' time was a cat this morning?
It's way bigger. It's so much bigger than a cat.
Oh, my God. It's a cat, mate. It's on a log. The log makes it look bigger.
I realised after I watched it back, I think it is too fat for a Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, my God. It's not a Tasmanian tiger, mate.
Tasmanian tigers were not really fluid and supple like a cat is. The other animal that's fluid and supple and actually has spots, and that that animal in the shadows looks like it might have spots is a spotted-tailed quoll, a native animal that's actually a very close relative of the tiger.
And so is that a spotted-tailed quoll?
So you're saying that's what that was, or is that a cat?
I can't see that the movement and the timid behaviour is very cat. But the spots look a bit like a quoll, but it's in the shadow, and it's one or the other. A big animal like a tiger, which is, 20, 30 kilos, can't move that quickly or fluidly.
Nick, is a spotted tail quoll, is that a rare thing to spot?
Yes, it is. Very much so in Victoria.
You didn't.
I think it's an endangered species in Victoria.
Nick, if you were a betting man and you had to put money on it, did Nick see...
What
did
you spot
Tommy
today,
see a
Bickers?
Quoll or a cat?
Well, I would probably go the cat simply because they're very common. Likely is. And it looks black. And the spots can be bits of white or they might be bits of missing fur from some Tom having a scuffle or something.
What's the chance, though? You said it may be a spotted tail quoll. Are we talking a 30% chance or something like that?
No. Just on the video, I would give it about a 30% chance, I don't know where it was taken. This is what's called a blind test. Some places they're quite common, some places they're very rare. And
Nick, you are the sweetest, kindest man
you're the best
ever. I don't know how much he's paid you, but you, you've
it's
been
a spotted
superb.
Tail quoll.
It's like being relevant is payment. That's good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, it's my favourite part of the day.
Let's do it.
To make the most from the post,
download the Australia Post app and track your parcel deliveries across all devices.
Here's your special delivery.
Impressive. Check
it out. Carrie and Tommy's
package.
It's so big.
Check out my package.
Well, I mean, you've got a massive box today, Bickers. This is the first time.
To be fair, you're the one there with the big box.
Sorry, I've got your massive box is what I should have said. It is the first. They've all been soft packages so far. And now I've just got a big bugger off box in my hand. Do you want me to open first? What have you got in your hand?
Mine's very heavy today. Super heavy. Yeah, and it feels like, if I had to guess before opening it feels like it's spaghetti, but I'm assuming you haven't given me spaghetti.
Why would I give you spaghetti?
I'm not sure. It would be the first time I ever had spaghetti delivered to me by Australia Post, if it was the case.
Mine hasn't got a lot of weight to it, but because it's in a box, I'm guessing it's fragile.
While you open it, I'll just tell everybody what we're doing. We're giving each other presents just to sort of keep us up and about in ISO, but also because we want to point out how amazing Australia Post workers are doing at the moment. They're working around the clock to get us all of our parcels at the moment, and a bit of kindness wouldn't go astray. So if you see your postie, give him a little hug. You can't hug him, can you?
Gosh.
You give him a little shout. Give him a little kiss him. No, you can't
tongue
do that either. Don't do anything other than just go, "You're doing a great job." Be the weirdo.
This is because.
Shall I keep talking or let you talk about
because,
it? What?
Because this is awesome.
I know. I
feel
got it.
Bad
for you.
About mine. I shouldn't because it's just as awesome. It's a Thrustmaster, which I saw the name first and was really unsure what it was.
Thrustmaster came in a big box.
Someone's I thought you were just writing my nickname on it. I thought, we know it's for the Thrustmaster. It is a joystick controller for my PlayStation for a flight simulator. Because I want to be a pilot.
I know you do.
Because this is awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries, anytime. It's Australia Post you have to thank, really.
Thank you, Australia Post, for acknowledging my rightful nickname as the Thrustmaster.
You have sent me spaghetti. Why do you get spaghetti?
Not just spaghetti.
Okay,
because both talked about things and you noticed that I talked about something and I noticed that you talked about something. So what else have you got in there?
Some black peppercorn.
Yes, fantastic. And some spaghetti. And what else?
That's it.
It's because we weren't allowed to send the cheese. We didn't think it was a good idea. So if you just add one ingredient to that, some aged pecorino cheese,
I can make your can have horrible pasta that no one in pepe, your life wants.
Cacio pepe pasta.
I have been dudded. You got the best present ever, and you've sent me 90% pasta.
The best pasta of all time. You're just one aged pecorino cheese walk away from culinary delight. You're welcome. And don't thank me. Thank Australia Post.
You've put me in a really tough spot here.
To thank Australia Post.
Because Australia Post thank are amazing them. And they're doing thank amazing them. Things, but you're yes. not. You've picked a really dud gift here.
You wait till tomorrow after you've had your cacio e pepe pasta and then come back and I might send you more tomorrow.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
People have been stopping me in the street because... And I mean, when I say stopping, I mean obviously from a safe distance, like they've been doing that kind of motion. And so has it been happening
that
to you as well?
Nothing for people that are listening. What's that yeah, kind of motion?
Why did you copy it if they can't see it? Why did you do it as well?
Oh, I just know what's going to happen. You're saying that people are demanding that we bring back their favourite segment. Yeah. Is it what word am I writing or what word am I looking at? Which one?
I don't know, Jess. Which one's your favourite? Hit the button.
Listen real close.
What is it he's writing?
Can you hear it?
What word am I writing?
Oh, great fun here. I simply write a word and you have to judge just by the pen strokes, listening, what word I am writing. Because you said to me off air that you've been practicing. How have you been doing that?
I've just been writing.
Have you?
Yeah.
And then guessing what word it is?
Just doing a lot of school homework. A lot of those and words, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, an adverb. It's a tricky one. Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, you might have never played What Word Am I Writing before.
Once before. I was great
okay.
at it.
Okay. Would you like to go first then or would you like Bickers to go first?
Bickers to go first.
Yeah.
Bickers. Okay. Bickers, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to put my microphone to the pen now. Listen closely, see if you can tell me what word I am whiting.
Are you cutting carpet? What are you doing? You need to use a felt tip pen.
I don't have one here.
I've got one. I'll do it. How about we swap the game today and I do it?
Oh, God.
God. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Are you guys ready?
Call the showbiz gods. There's a changing of the guards. Okay.
All right.
She's been given a powerful tool here.
Okay. You ready? Everyone ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's either imminent or management.
No, it is long. It is a long word.
I heard lots of M's and N's.
Did you? Yes, you heard a lot of N's. You heard a lot of N's. Three N's in this word.
Yep,
I thought it was a double O at the start there as well.
Was it? No,
you're an idiot. You're an idiot, Jesse.
No, there is an O in it and there's three N's. There's three N's and there's an O.
You need to go to the ear doctor, mate. That is just a shocking guess.
If you didn't hear double O, what did you hear at the beginning, Tommy? What letter did you hear at the start? No. You'd really need to go to a doctor.
Or an N. N at the start.
Thanks,
no, it was an A. Yeah. It was A.
An A, yeah, they yep. sound.
So
they
have
sound.
A quick go. What's your guess?
Annoying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See what happens when I do it?
never let the master play his own game. He wins every time.
How did you guess that?
Because I just listened to the pen strokes that I heard.
Don't be annoying.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Cusy and Edda here.
He's mushrooming. Everybody, just chill out. He's mushrooming.
Is that when you fart and then move to another area of the room?
That's crop dusting.
But, crop dust.
What's mushroom?
Flight attendants do that.
Yeah, they crop dust. Or cupcaking is when you do it into your hand and then put it squeezed into the face of
Dutch
someone.
Dutch ovening is when you're under the doona.
What is mushrooming?
No, I ate neighbours' mushrooms today. So
and you don't, he's starting to turn. He's starting to turn.
Do you know what they are? What they were?
It's about trust, Carrie, where a man gives you mushrooms, you just put them down your gullet and you see what happens.
Yep. Sure.
No,
you said neighbours, as in your next door neighbours.
Yes, absolutely. Nick, sure. Very fit man, Nick.
Do they grow it or they're just from the garden randomly?
No, did you know that this is the best mushroom season Australia's known for years?
Yeah, I've seen them everywhere. I've noticed a lot of them around, but I didn't think they were ones you could eat.
Well, if you get out there and to the bush, which I think you're allowed to do if you call it exercise.
100%. Mushroom collecting is like going to get food, so you're allowed to forage.
Yes, you are.
Of course you're allowed to forage.
How do you know the difference between a poisonous one and or one that's going to get you?
Absolutely not.
6 hours? Is that how you tell the difference?
6 hours. Nah, well, your trust.
We'll soon find out.
I mean, if I die tonight, that's going to be really awkward.
How'd you have it? Did you just eat them or did you boil them in some tea or what did you do?
No, my wife put them on the fry pan and...
Holly's implicated.
Here we go.
Maybe she's an inside job. There we go.
Did she eat them
as well?
No, she didn't.
There we go.
Oh, God.
Never trust a woman that says, I'll cook you mushrooms.
She received them off our next door neighbour as well.
Oh, she received the mushrooms. Okay.
Have you ever seen this next door neighbour or did Holly just come in with mushrooms and say...
The mushroom man.
He's a handsome man. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Hello. Good guys, it's been real.
Fence goes down, real. And they've got a compound.
Sweet She's
compound.
Looking at another man's mushroom.
The Gary and Tommy Catch Up podcast is done for the day. So now's the perfect time to get your mum a present for Mother's Day. Send your love to mum with a fragrance like Giorgio Armani C 100ml for just $149.99 from Chemist Warehouse.